This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America. That's right. This is the Cajun contractor, Michael King, along with my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. This is the Invent America show, and I want to welcome all of you right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com, and I'd like to welcome my sidekick, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Miss Rita, how you doing?
I am just fine. And, you know, it's always so exciting to be on the show. Americans are inventors. And so every time we have the chance to reach out and touch those potential inventors out there, but Americans in general are really excited about inventing, whether they consider themselves an inventor or they just want to know what new products are there.
Well, you're right. And also a lot of people have ideas and they have things they come across. They just don't know how to go about maybe taking it to another level or maybe doing inquiring about that specific situation that they ran across, right?
Exactly. And since we've started doing Invent America, I come across so many absolutely amazing products. Everything from, you know, new kid skateboards, which we will be featuring in the next few weeks, to, you know, new gadgets to make life easier, to new technology that enhances something. And it's just, it's amazing. The American people out there have got such wonderful ideas. And it's absolutely mind-blowing to be part of getting them to the next level. And I am so appreciative of, you know, you, Invent America, of GCN to allow us to do this, but all of those inventors out there that we touch.
You got it. Now, tell us about our show today.
Well, inventors face, you know, basically four different challenges, but the biggest one is money. And if they can solve that challenge, at least understand the parameters and get their head around a path, then they can solve the other challenges. But that tends to be the big one. And I've had inventors that, you know, say, well, I'm looking for investors. And it's like, whoa, there your life can blow up real quick. And so today we're going to be talking about the challenges of using an investor. And I had so many good qualified guests to be on this show that the one lady who couldn't do it, she broke her knee. It's like, okay, well, that's a good reason to have to say, I can't do it on Monday because I'm seeing a surgeon. But within an hour, I had somebody else to be able to take the spot. So there's a lot of people out there who've dealt with the challenge of finding investors. And so today we're going to talk about the options. So we've got one gentleman who's dealt with investors. Another gentleman is like, why would I do that? And then an industry expert that talks about, you know, what are the issues in dealing with the investors? So a great show, very relevant, and we'll give some good options to some of the folks out there who might be saying, gee, I think I'll go after an investor.
Well, I need to tell you, I'm going to bring up the Shark Tank because the reason I'm going to bring it up, I've seen Shark Tank many times, and I've seen situations where the sharks are getting ready to make an offer, But unfortunately, the person is kind of like stifled and can't make that decision because he sold off 60% of his business, before they even got on the Shark Tank. So the point I'm trying to make is, you might not be able to control your destiny if you just start selling your stuff away. You follow me?
Exactly. And a lot of times, I mean, it's one of the gentlemen that I just spoke to, and he was telling me how much he wants me as a licensing agent, but he told me how much he'd already given away to friends as investors.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know, when we look at the three F's, friends, families, and other fools, you know, they're generally able to, you know, manage that. But he, for the amount of money they put in, he gave off way too much. And now when we license that, he's got to deal with that.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to what we're saying. If you don't have the information, maybe there would have been some other alternatives, you know, to try to get it on the market.
Exactly. And understanding then how much you give away, you know, the gut instinct is to give away too much because, you know, you're just getting started. And they say, oh, well, I want 10% of the company. Well, 10% doesn't seem like very much until you get down the road and you're thinking, what was I doing? So, you know, one of the things that we look at is what's real. So how much percentage do you give away for how much money? And so then there's a lot of numbers and calculations that go into making that determination. But it's a numbers game. Whether you're pricing the product or you're looking at investors' money, no pun intended, is a numbers game.
Yeah, it's all about that. You know, return of investment. You know, it's a return of investment for the investor. I mean, how is he going to get his money back? And when he's going to start making money? Because people are just not going to give money away. I mean, it ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
They say, hey,
well,
you know,
when you're dealing with the three F's, the friends, families, and other fools, like I said, they're easier to manage. They're generally, you know, family, friends. They know you. They believe in you as opposed to the product. So maybe that's not their wisest decision. Investors are smarter and wiser, and they will take a bigger chunk of you. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter how expensive the suit is that the shark is wearing. It is still going to eat you.
That's right. Yep.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Well, when you go to the bank and you want to borrow money for your business at a bank, The bank's going to ask you, you know, what are you going to put up for collateral and how are you going to pay me back? Well, it's the same thing with an investor. He might not want collateral, but at the end of the day, yeah, he is, because he's going to get a percentage of your business. But how he's going to pay you back? How are you going to pay him back?
And part of it, too, sometimes is that they want to help make decisions for you. Whereas if you go and you take out a loan from the bank, yes, you've got to pay it back. All right, but you're paying it back. They're not getting really involved in the business as long as you're making payments. Investors are different.
Yeah. Especially when they put a continuation about a residual. You know, you might say, okay, well, I want you to pay me back, and this is how you're going to pay me back, but I want a residual for forever or whatever. So now you're clogging yourself again.
Exactly. Now, if you're using the three F's, you can say, all right, I start paying you back when I start making money.
Yeah.
You know, the bank expects you to start paying back next month. An investor isn't going to give you any breathing room. You know, they're kind of like a loan shark. Oh, hey, Shark Tank. So, you know, you can play around with the words a lot, but the reality check is, you know, when they want a piece of you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's why you listen to the show. Education, I tell you, the education that I've learned, not only from you, but from the guests. I mean, it's amazing. And that's why I'm excited to talk to your our next guest coming up. So hold on right there. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to the Invent America Show right here on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Invent America is where, like Rita says, America invents. Right here, GCNLive.com. We're going to be right back with our first guest, our first topic, right here. Don't go anywhere. Yay! We'll be right back.
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com. One of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Welcome back to the only home improvement show dedicated to you, the American Inventor. All right, this is Michael King alone, my sidekick, co-host, the Inventor Lady herself, Rita Crompton. Rita, who's our first guest?
Well, our first guest today is Fred Hertz. He is he's got multiple patents and products. I think he's got the list I was starting to count was 20, and then another 20 that are pending. So he is really an inventor by all standards. And right now he is the founder of Minds Alike, a Pennsylvania-based company. They invent new technology in efficient and sustainable energy. He's an inventor, an executive, and an entrepreneur. Fred, thank you so much for being with us today. Wow, you got a background.
Well, thank you, Rita. Well, it was quite a journey, and things went very, very fast and furious for a long period of time when the internet and then other technologies started to become very, very prime time. And it's been a few years since I've really really focused on a lot of the patents that I did invent. You know, some of those other ones that you didn't mention included the personalization of products, ads, and consumer items that can be added to a email or interface for web and delivering the right right people, right time, right preferences at the right.
You've got a huge list of variety, let alone just the intellectual property that you've had for years and that you're currently working on. Today the title of our show is Investor or Disaster, because I'll see inventors who are, they just chase the money and they chase getting an investor, and then it really limits then some of their options and even control of their own company. So you thought about using investors. What has been your experience so far in that arena? Because that's what we really want to share today.
Well, my experience is that you're going to find a lot of people that are going to play fast and loose when you're kind of the guy with the vision and you have a bit of a reputation already in the culture, in the environment of the technology. And it's very often the people that come to you first that promise to fund your company, we're going to do great things, and don't really get into the weeds of exactly what you need and what your company's, not your vision or not your inventions, but your company's ultimate objectives are. I mean, hey, these people are there to try to make money off of entrepreneurs that are, that have great ideas. They have, they have a vision to advance the technology. They're idealists. They tend to believe people what they say they are and what they promise to deliver, and very often they simply don't. Either they don't deliver, or if they do deliver, they give you a very limited set of options ultimately, and by that time you're kind of in bed with them and very difficult to to move on with all the agreements and non-disclosures and non-competes that they get you to sign. So I would say be very, very wary of people that come to you first and kind of promise you the world.
Well, one of the things I've noticed over the years is that, you're signing their agreements, so you're getting into bed with them, and you're right, it's very difficult to get out of that bed once you're in there. I see, investors that kind of fall into two categories. One where they will invest the money, and then they want too much of a piece of the company back. And sometimes they actually want to, they say they're going to invest and you're assuming, like you said, they're bringing an area of expertise, so they're going to put in so much money, but then they're bringing, you know, their outreach, their connections with them, and frequently right. they promise it, but they don't ever do it.
Well, they do it.
You're still obligated.
I would say that they do it. Even some of the less, you know, reputable ones will often do it. If they have any kind of reputation at all, they will bring their partners. They will bring their connections. They will bring their investor network. But sometimes they bring you the people that are not the people that really want to, you know, either want to do what you are doing, or the commitment may be too large because the opportunity is great. So the time commitment, and, you know, frankly, if they don't understand all the aspects of the technology and the other aspects of the team have been neglected, which has been my experience, then they'll lose interest. Or if they're really good, maybe their former employer. You know, sometimes they're moonlighting to get the company off the ground, you know, with, let's say, $100,000, but ultimately, you know, to really get to phase one completely, they might need $900,000. And then, their employer will take the reins and sort of steer them to do what the employer, to keep them, and then you sort of lost your good
right.
kind of lead partner to make the practicable execution of the company.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right. So, what patent, what product are you focusing on, and what are your next steps for your product?
Well, right now there's a patent. You might have noticed that it's called Stock Predictor, which essentially uses natural language processing. Which, if you've heard of generative AI or basically the ChatGPT, it basically takes information that you request, and it answers questions. It can do a lot of different things. If you sort of run that algorithm in reverse, you basically have an analytical software that can sort of determine probabilities and.
So, Fred, the music is playing. That means we're getting wrapped up here. So, what is your next goal? What is your next step?
My next step is to get with a product development group and investor, and basically get the product to be licensed to one of the big companies in news, in data analytics, and real time stock prediction, which is where ChatGPT is really going right now in the investment sector and finance.
Fred, we got to wrap it up because we've got to pay some bills, and we want to thank our GCN network, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Rita.
Bye bye.
Bye now.